My dear friends, this is Dominic Solo, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. You know, we're talking yesterday about God speaking to us through the Holy Spirit, John chapter 16, 12. Today, I'd like to read 1 Corinthians 3, 1. You know, it's absolutely amazing when you read these verses. Here's Paul speaking to us, well, God speaking to us through Paul. However, brethren, I could not talk to you as to spiritual men, but as to non-spiritual men of the flesh, in whom the carnal nature predominates, as to mere infants and the new life in Christ, unable to talk yet. Isn't that amazing what Paul's saying here? People are asking me all the time, what does the future look like? I don't really want to tell the people. I don't want to frighten people. I don't want to scare people. I see the future. I see the good. I see the bad. I see the bride of Christ with this incredible anointing on her. I see this bride of Christ walking in signs and wonders. I see the bride of Christ glowing with the glory on her, that people will be coming from miles around just to look at the bride of Christ. I'm seeing such visions of this tremendous anointing that's going to be setting people free. At the same time, I see great persecution coming against Christians. At the same time, I see these carnal Christians that Paul's talking about. I see them every day of my life. I see them in churches. I see them as pastors. I see them as ministers. Carnal. Their flesh is ruling them. Their soul realm is ruling them. Their imagination is ruling them. They're not being ruled by the Spirit. The Bible says there's no condemnations for those who walk in the Spirit. But most people don't even understand walking in the Spirit. You can't get in the Spirit realm through your mind. I'm sorry. Trying to do that, that's what all the cults do. You know, to get into the Spirit, it takes a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's being filled with the Holy Spirit. It's allowing the Spirit, I hate using that word allow, but letting the Holy Spirit do everything He wants with us, and He will take us into that spiritual realm. And that's the way to do it. Then you are safe. Walking in the Spirit with the Holy Ghost, you are safe. But how can we tell these carnal Christians, the lukewarm that Paul's talking about, that they are not prepared to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say right now? The world is going into Babylon captivity. Not that it's going to. The world is already going into Babylonian captivity. The world has already entered that place. It's already begun. And there's going to be chaos in cities who will not submit to the new world order. We can call the world governance. We can call it global government. We can call it whatever we want and give it whatever name you want. But entire nation will be ruled by one power and authority. It already is, but United States of America and some countries have been able to escape a lot of it. But those days are over. And the great thing about it, in Babylonian captivity, of course, that's where Daniel was, and that's the lion den was, and that's where the fiery pit was. That's when the greatest signs and wonders will take place. But you know, somebody who's a carnal Christian starts thinking about fiery pits and lion's dens, they're going to get scared, they're going to get frightened. And that's not even a tip of an iceberg at what I'm talking about. It's nothing at all. I see food being rationed. I see money not working anymore. The financial system absolutely failing and falling to pieces. Now, I don't want to say any more than that, because not right now, people be wringing their hands. And what do I do? What you do is you go to Jesus. And if you're a carnal Christian, a lukewarm Christian, if you've been ruling your life by your soul realm, your feelings, your thoughts, your imagination, repent in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you're a minister and you've been ruling your congregation with your intellect, you've been dazzling with your memory of the Bible and speak Greek, you can interpret Greek, and you've gone to school and you got your doctorate degree, and all you've been giving them is an intellectual discussion, repent, because that's not what the Bible is about. It's about being in the Spirit. It's about building the kingdom of God. It's about walking in the Spirit where there's no condemnation, in Jesus' name.